Okay.
All right. All right, this is Sunday morning, 3:10:24. And we're going to do a prophet's corner. We have two prophet's corner. We're going to do them separately, but they're both they're pretty short. The first one is called a lying spirit in their mouths. A lying spirit in their mouths. Mouths, plural. I didn't look up the scripture. There's some places in the scripture where it talks about lying spirits, that God sent lying spirits. Well, God didn't send them, but you know what I'm saying, lying spirits into them, to their mouths. All right, lying spirits have been dispatched into the truther movement. Their assignment is to disqualify my word and set another narrative. We see it very blatantly. Their goal, as usual, is total infiltration. My people are fighting among themselves. This alternative gospel is to confuse the masses so that they don't know what to believe. Bind these lying spirits in their mouths so they can no longer spew their lies and they can no longer confuse the people. All those that have accused the innocent falsely will be required to make it right publicly and privately. They will be knocked off their high horses just like Saul off of his donkey. By this, the goal is that they come to repentance so that my movement can move forward and accomplish the plan that I have laid down. They shall know the truth, and the truth will make them free. How can you win when the enemy is within? People that say they are Christians, they talk a good talk. Are they doing this? Yes, tares among the wheat in some cases. Some are just enchanted by this alternative gospel. I've even heard that from one. Well, you know, the word's so boring. There's just not enough. You know, you hear that. It's just not enough. This other is more fantastical, you know. Many blame the deep state for everything, and rightly so, but they cannot do any harm unless they can infiltrate. Many of the evil ones are no longer here, but their pack of lies still lives on. If you bite and devour one another, how can you win, consuming one another? They have lost sight of what this is all about. They have reverted to acting like the evil ones. What is the goal? The gospel of the kingdom. There is no vying for position, for where we go one, we go all. He who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So this has been Satan's narrative, is to disqualify the true movement that's going forth that has the truth of the Word of God. This is where we're going. We cannot lose sight that this is a God operation. This isn't a white hat. This isn't a MAGA. Even though God's behind those things, it's still God, and it is still His moving, and it is His timing. It is not about what man's plans are, even though they may be noble. This is not about that. This is about what God's doing.